Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You are listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm your host, Zainab. And today, in our studio, we have with us our special guest, Professor Salman Nakavi. Assalamu alaikum, Professor.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Nakavi is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University and a research scholar over here in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. And we have been discussing a series of, we went through a series of episodes with Professor Nakavi where we discussed the levels of tarbiyah and most important topics of tarbiyah Islamic upbringing with him. And today we are continuing some important topic with him. Professor, today I would want to discuss with you the expectations part, because expectations are something that both parents have from the children and also children have from their parents. Now, let's first talk about the expectations of parents that they have from the children, and which ones are the right ones?
So, expectations should be, again, defined. As you said, the right expectations and the wrong expectations. The framework which we should be giving to the expectations which we have from our children should be defined within the framework of the Islamic principles of life, of pure life, of Hayat Tayyiba. So this is what we should be expecting from our children, that they should be able to live a pure life in this world. So we should be expecting them to be to learn things which are important for them in their lives, learning and changing their behavior in a way, in a fashion which would be facilitating this life.
Yeah.
So all the good etiquettes and manners should be taught to them, and we should expect them to behave according to that. And again, we should feel that we want them to behave properly, not because it is our desire. Yes, we desire so, but our desire is whatever Allah desires is our desire. This is important for us, that okay. We should manage our expectations from our children within the realms of Islamic principles. And we should observe the fact that whatever Allah desires of our children, we should also desire the same thing. Now, what does Allah want from us? That is very clear. That is very obvious. That He wants us to be good human beings. He wants us to behave properly in different relations and different situations. Doing what is haram should be refrained from. Doing something which is wajib should be done. Mustahabbat should be carried out. Treating and behaving with others, with neighbors, with friends, with family members, it should be done in a proper way, with respect, with honor, dignity. So these are basically what we want our children to learn. We should provide them good schooling. We should provide them good professional training to be able to be good, have a good professional life. That is all important. But as we said, we have relations with our different types of relations with Allah Almighty, with ourselves, with other human beings, with the environment. We should become good citizens of society. We should become good citizens of our country. And good human beings in the community of nations, in this, the human civilization should become better because of us.
Yeah.
So this is what we expect. I think human beings
should be expecting from the children.
Everything which leads to the dignity of mankind, everything which leads to a dignified living for our children in the future, a good future, should be what we expect from them. And all our...
This, you are saying that this kind of expectation is a perfect expectation you can have from your children. So if we summarize it, so the perfect kind of expectations parents can have from the children is that wherever, whatever leads them towards dignity, that should be taken care of, and whatever leads them towards a good living, a dignified living, and also you said proximity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That is the basic, ultimate thing is the proximity to Allah Almighty, yeah. Becoming godly, becoming divine, becoming...
more spiritual.
Spiritual, yeah. Being close to Allah Almighty.
Yes. We'll discuss more on this topic with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, you said that we should be, as parents, we should not be expecting much from our children. What is the perfect expect? But this in itself does not mean that we should not be expecting at all. The perfect expectation that a parent can have is the dignified living of a child and something that takes him towards the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Professor, where do you think parents go wrong? They expect things that are not authorized in Islam.
Yes, we normally we don't have this framework in our minds. We are not. We consider the fact that we, yes, our children should be Muslims. How should they be good Muslims? They should pray on time. They should recite the Holy Quran. They should eat halal food, and that's all. This is enough to be a Muslim. They should respect their parents and their friends. That's all. That's being a good Muslim. No, being a good Muslim is much more than that. A Muslim has a mission in life to carry out. A Muslim is responsible for not himself, not only himself, his family. He should be a responsible member of the society. He should play a constructive role in society. So yes, every human being should feel that, understand that we have a mission in life to carry out. Our parents have the same mission. We also have the same mission. We have to work for the progress of Islam in this world. We want humanity to accept Islam as the source of salvation for the whole of mankind. So everyone has to play a role for that, and everyone has to give sacrifices for that. Everyone has to sacrifice his time and his wealth and property, and even his life for that sake. It's not just this, it wasn't just the duty of the imams to do that. It wasn't just in the time of the early days of Islam where sacrifices had to be given. The mission continues today.
Indeed, it does. So you are trying to say that where parents actually go wrong in expectations is that when they give less, when they actually just teach the reciting of Holy Quran, reciting of prayers, and that's it, while as they lag behind in teaching them humanity, patience, forgiving, and sacrifices, and much more things that Islam has taught us, one or the other way.
They think we have two parts in life, one being a good Muslim, one being a good bread earner. A person who lives a good life, has a good house, a car, a good living.
Good material life.
And being a Muslim just entails to be praying and fasting on time, and that's all. So these two things are, this is the secular opinion about a life. This is dividing it into two parts. One is the worldly life, what is good for the world, and one is for the hereafter. We think praying and fasting and reciting the Holy Quran and going for ziyarah, this is going to...
That's all enough.
That's enough for the...
I have enough in my store.
Yeah, that's enough for the hereafter. And for this worldly life, I need to be able to make a good living, have a good house, good a wife, a children, a good profession to make my living. And that's something to do with the world. So these are two separate domains.
We'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, you said that I was saying the expectations of parents. Where do they expect good and where do they expect wrong? In the very first part, you said, what is the good kind or what is the best kind of expectation you should be having? That's whatever leads your child to a dignified life and attaining proximity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should be actually encouraged, and this kind of expectation is not wrong. Then you said where we expect wrong is that where we are giving less, like we are just counting on our prayers, recitation of Quran and ziyarah is enough, that's all I should be having in store, but then expecting a lot, that's where we go wrong. And another thing you said, we try to upbring our children in a way that they have a good house, they have a good car tomorrow, they have a good material life, which again you said is not a good expectation.
It's not wrong to have that expectation. I mean, you need to have a good place to live in.
So are you trying to say this kind of expectation should not be the only expectation you should be focusing upon, or you forget all others while actually giving more emphasis to this?
All these things are means to an end. If you have these things and you forget what the end result should be, what should be the real goal in life, and you just focus on the means. I mean, there's no wrong in saying, when we say, look, we need to be able to move around. We should have a car. So, of course, you have to have a car. You need to move about, or you can use public transport. That's not an issue. You need to be able to move around. You need mobility. You know, that's for sure. But what is the purpose of that? What is the end result of that? Are you doing something which is going to be useful for other human beings? Are you doing something which is beneficial for other human beings? Are you providing services to others? Are you participating in the development of society? Are you participating in the development of the civilization of Islam, which we hold dear to our hearts, that in the future we are aspiring for and praying for a future where Islam will reign supreme according to the Holy Quran, لِيُزْهِرَهُ لَدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, where with the advent of Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, we should be expecting a new civilization. Are we preparing ourselves for that? Are we preparing our children for that? Are we ready to give sacrifices for that? That is the issue. That has to be taken care of. That has to be understood. That is the major purpose. Yes, for example, if you have a car, you need to maintain that. The body which we live in, which in our spiritual essential existence lives within the body, is attached to the body. The body has to be kept nourished.
All right. Well, what we conclude over here is that our body and our spiritual part should be taken care of. Like you said, having a good car, having a good house, this is all financial security, which should not be diminished at the same time. But what you are saying, that it should not be the only focus, it should not be the only concern. What should be the main concern, that all this takes us towards the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much, Professor. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.